If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Jim Chilson is the Communications Director for Citizens Utility Board. What are you trying to put a stop to, Jim?
Hey, Lisa. I hope you're doing well. Well, we're trying to put a stop to a $205 million rate hike request by Peoples Gas. You may recall that just a few years ago, they won the largest gas rate hike in Illinois history, and now they're back at the table again. They want to raise bills by about $11 a month up to $130 a year, and we just think it's excessive, and we just released expert testimony that said the rate hike is at least triple what the company could possibly justify. And even better, the Illinois Attorney General's office filed testimony this week that said they don't deserve any rate hike. In fact, regulators should be ordering a $4 million rate cut. So we're very excited. We think that all the consumer advocates have made a strong argument for Peoples Gas does not deserve this rate hike.
I know the watchdogs, everybody involved in this, submitted testimony as the CEO of Peoples' parent company told investors that the utility could file yearly rate hikes in ensuing years. The quote was, "I expect more of an annual rate kind of cadence," meaning this is just something they're going to try and do every single year.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I could not believe it when I saw that. I mean, we're in a heating affordability crisis. I mean, for years we've been talking about how Peoples Gas customers are having a hard time affording their bills the way it is. I mean, in March, 170,000 Chicago families were more than 30 days behind in their bills by a total of $109 million. I mean, that is a huge problem. And again, this company, Peoples Gas, has made record profits in 7 out of the last 9 years. I mean, when is enough enough?
Like record profits, how much are they making a year, Jim?
That is a really good question. I can tell you their parent company, WEC Energy Group, and that's the CEO who said, you know, we can expect annual rate hikes. They made $1.6 billion last year in just 2025 alone. So this company has been rolling in profits, both the utility and its parent company. And, you know, we've built a strong case here that shows that this company does not deserve a $205 million rate hike. And the Illinois Attorney General's office just came out and said they don't deserve any rate hike. So we think we've built a very strong argument for that, you know, this company is no business asking for a $205 million rate hike.
So regulatory law allows utilities to recoup the costs that they can justify to regulators. Have they been able to justify that?
Well, I mean, it all depends on who you ask. I mean, I tell you what, these utilities, you're right, under regulatory law, they're allowed to earn a return on their investment. And what those companies do, they're incentivized to go on a spending spree. And it's not just been Peoples Gas, Nicor Gas, too. They're asking for a $221 million rate hike, you know, and we've had gas utilities across the state doing very aggressive spending and asking for rate hikes because they know they can make a profit off that. Peoples Gas is asking, after 7 out of 9 years making record profits, they're asking for a 10.1% profit rate for their shareholders. That is absolutely excessive. And that's why we're pushing back on it.
Right. And so as a spokesperson for Citizens Utility Board, you're not saying that there shouldn't be any hike at all. You're just saying it doesn't need to be over the top.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lisa, I'm never going to concede that. You know, we're doing our best to cut that rate hike as much as possible. And all of the consumer advocates work together. We have different witnesses. We approach from different angles. We never say that a company deserves a rate hike. We always say that at the very least, you know, they should be cutting this rate hike by, you know, this amount. We found that rate hike is more than triple what the company can possibly justify. So, you know, we'll never say that. We are ecstatic that one of our allies, the Illinois Attorney General's office, has built a case for wiping that rate hike rate hike out completely. And that's what we're going to fight for, is reducing that as much as possible, because people are hurting. And again, you know, the company has raised rates by $499 million over the last 15 years. They've nearly doubled delivery charges. I mean, that is just absolutely excessive. And we see a lot of families who just can't afford it anymore.
How can people follow Cub? How can they get involved? Will you tell people where to go?
Yeah. And there's a lot of great groups. We got Illinois PIRG, we've got the Illinois Attorney General's Office. But if people want to learn more about cutting their utility bills and how they can take action, we've got a petition at citizensutilityboard.org, citizensutilityboard.org.
Always great to catch up with you, Jim. Thanks for the work that you do on behalf of everyone.
Thank you, Lisa. You have a good day.